cases? Age, habituation. Because the very thing that makes the Kohen better in what he's doing, meaning the more you do it, the better. With a Levi, it can work the opposite way, because it is very, very hard to keep inspiration going when you have to do it day after day after day after day. So the enemy of the Levi is time. The enemy of the Kohen is physical limitation. You see the idea here? That the Levi's danger is repetition, but that's the Kohen's strength. The Kohen gets better at what he does the more he does it. The Levi might get worse because as he does it time after time after time, it is harder and harder and harder to be inspired by what you're doing all the time. This is something Tzemach Tzedek explains. Now the truth of the matter is, in a way, all of us have to be a combination of Kohanim and Levim. Because in Avodas Hashem, just like the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash needed Kohanim and Levim, each one of us is a Beis HaMikdash. Each one of us. We say, Bilvavi Mishkan Evnech. Right? You know this song taken from Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, or the Sefer Elazar HaSkari, the Bal Sefer Haredi. Bilvavi Mishkan Evnech. In my heart, I build a Mishkan for Hashem. So just like the Mishkan needs Kohanim and Levim, our Mishkan needs Kohanim and Levim. Now what does that mean? On one hand, we have to be like Kohanim. We have to faithfully follow the Halacha. You don't just create a new age spirituality where whatever makes you feel good is the right thing to do. Right, you have to serve Hashem the way Hashem wants him to be served. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and Chaim Volozhiner gives an example. This was actually his critique of early Hasidus. The early Hasidus emphasized the spirituality of the person. But there was a fear that if you emphasize too much the importance of subjective spiritual moods, the details of the halacha might become insignificant. A person might say, what's so important if I have to eat a kezias, right? So what's so important if it's half a matzah or a third of a matzah? The main thing is the feeling, so I'll eat a little bit of matzah. Well, what's so important? Chametz has to be burnt by 10:30, and what if I do at 10:35? In other words, if you look at the spirituality of it, you might think, these details are not important. Or Hashem really cares, you know, if I bite my fingernail on Shabbos. Meaning to say, people who focus on the subjective element of spirituality might ignore the detail of halacha. Dr. Frank Belushin gives an example. Let's imagine that you were working hard cleaning your house for Pesach. And now it's the Lail Seder and you're so exhausted. So what if you tell yourself the following? You know, the whole purpose of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is to feel the glory of Hashem and to feel the loving kindness of Hashem and to be grateful to Hashem. But I can't really do a good job tonight. I'm too tired. So instead of making a Seder, I'll go to sleep early. And tomorrow morning, I will have the most inspiring, beautiful Seder that you ever saw. And indeed, you might be much more inspired with a good night's sleep. And yet, that would be worthless. It's not the rest of Hashem. I once gave this example to a not known disciple, and a woman actually said, that's exactly what we did. We couldn't get the family together for Pesach. So we decided to make the Seder a week after Pesach. It was wonderful. Now again, I'm not demeaning, you know, there might be some value in just getting together with family, but certainly to make a Seder a week after Pesach is not a Seder. Maybe it's something else. It's not a Seder. Right? So yeah, you got to be a Kohen. You have to understand that serving Hashem is a matter of avdus. We are servants of Hashem. We are slaves of Hashem. He gives us orders. We have to keep those orders. That's what a kohen does. But, Hashem does not want us to be mechanical. He does not want us to be automatons. He does not want us to just go through the motions. He wants us to come with passion, with enthusiasm, with love of Hashem. and with simcha. So you also have to be a layman. You can't allow your fidelity to rule to take away your joy in avodah, but nor can you allow your joy to dilute the importance of living by the rule. One has to find your simcha within the framework, but to also know that within the framework that Hashem gave to Am Yisrael, there is room for your creativity and your spontaneity and your autonomy and your individuality. Right? To find your individuality within the Klal. Right? This is why you have to be a Kohen and a Levi. And that is why, as Zohar says, the Asim Lava, all the Kohanim are going to be Levi, because in this imperfect world, we have two different ways of serving Hashem, but the Mosul Mashiach, the emotion and the commitment to deeds are going to be united, and it's all going to be the same. So this is a little bit of a message, I think, that to think about as you go to Chutz La'aretz, go back to the flesh pots of the United States, or because everybody's your United States, right? I don't want to be too American-centric. The idea is that obviously there's so much that a person gains in Eretz Yisrael. I would actually say that a young lady probably gains more in Eretz Yisrael in a single year than a boy. You know, a boy comes, yeshiva there, yeshiva here, yeshivas are not so different. But the seminary is a really very, very different experience in many ways. And, you've been inspired, you've achieved so much. Abbas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, and knowledge of halacha, and also Sihiras, conscientiously keeping many halachas. But you have to find a way to remain that type of Kohen Levi, even when you're back in Chutz La'aretz. And what makes it more challenging is you have to do it in a way that is not denigrating, that is respectful of all the things that we're talking today, but of your parents and of your family. You know, this is a famous situation where people come back from Eretz Yisrael, boys and girls, and their parents' kashrus isn't good, whatever it is. Now, sometimes there are shaylas, and the guy has to talk to a rav. But one has to remember that Kibud Av Ve'Aim was also one of the Tayyar mitzvahs of the Torah, and a very, very important one. And one cannot allow their religiosity, as it were, to humiliate, to hurt, to denigrate the people that have done so much for you. So that makes it very hard. You have to figure out, how do I fit in and at the same time keep the unique thing that I learned during this year, during the past 2 years, and the like. But you have to be the Kohen and you have to be the Levi.